Jason Mraz, I'm yours. It is All Hits KBS at 8:40 with the Wayne and Jane Show. Welcome to October, which is National Breast Health Cancer Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
So Jan Jansen is on the phone with us, and she has been doing a ton of research regarding breast health. In fact, written a book as well. She joins us on the phone. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, Wayne and Jane.
How are you?
I am fabulous. Thank you.
What's the name of the new book?
Called Breast Health Exposed, 21 Secrets Most Doctors Will Never Tell You About Your Breasts.
And what was very interesting is you've come up with some things that you've discovered that most women would never know. Were there things that really shocked you?
Well, they were, because not only do women not know them, but most doctors don't even know them. That's really the most amazing thing.
Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Well, because doctors are focused on helping a woman once she gets breast cancer. So to me, you are probably closer to what I'd love to see, Wayne. This should not be called National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We got enough awareness about breast cancer to last us a lifetime. I want to see this called National Breast Health Action Month. And that, to me, would make a whole lot more sense, because there's so many things we can do for prevention, and women just aren't being told about it. And it's, to me, a travesty.
So what kind of things can we do?
Well, for example, you want to wear your bra as little as possible. There was a study done where 3 out of 4 women who wore their bras 24 hours a day developed breast cancer. So it means that if you're wearing your bra 24 hours a day, you actually increase your risk of getting breast cancer by 12,500%.
Oh, my
gosh. Take off your bras when you get home. Do not wear them at night. And try that if you're working at home, then don't wear a bra. I always say, now, if I have to put on a bra and makeup, it better be good.
No, okay. Do we not have to? I thought women had to worry, though, about droopage after, you know, if you're not wearing the bra.
Actually not. There's a doctor out of North Carolina, Dr. Elizabeth Vaughn, who has a fabulous website called brafree.org. And she says that women need to actually let their bras jiggle. It's part of the lymphatic system. And we actually have ligaments that will support our breasts. It's just like if you put your arm in a sling, it would atrophy. Well, the same thing happens with your breast muscles. So you know what? You really can go braless and not sag.
Okay. The number two thing you wanted to mention was?
Sleep in the dark.
What is that? Sleep in the dark. Don't we all sleep in the dark?
No, you don't. We actually have a lot of light going on. There could be street lights, could be LED alarm lights, could be something off of the television, or you could have a computer or something like that in the room. But it's actually been statistically proven that women who are blind have a 49% less risk of breast cancer than sighted women.
Really?
Really. So we don't need to go blind in order to reduce our risk of breast cancer. But if you are to sleep in the dark, which means none of those lights, and don't turn on the light when you go to the bathroom, your body produces a hormone that actually eats cancer tumors, breast cancer tumors, and it's called melatonin. If you disrupt that, you actually disrupt the production of the melatonin, and it doesn't restart again. So sleep in the dark, don't turn off the lights, but don't turn on the lights when you go to the bathroom, and you'll be amazed at how much better quality sleep you get. And your breasts will thank you for it.
And what about melatonin supplements? Do they suggest actually taking
you
something?
You can.
Like
I take melatonin. If I'm having a hard time sleeping, you can take melatonin supplements. And they're cheap, they're affordable, and they work great.
I cover up my clock because I can't stand the lights from it. That's suggesting?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Any light will affect that production of melatonin.
Okay. And then you wanted to talk about something, another point, which was what?
Well, you know, this month, most women are being encouraged, have you had your mammogram? Have you gone and done your annual exam? And I say, my chapter, actually, one of my secrets is mammography can cause breast cancer. And that may just alarm a lot of women, but it's so true, and we're not being told the truth about the risks of mammography. Every mammogram is the equivalent radiation of 1,000 chest x-rays. Now, that's a lot of radiation. Actually, every mammogram increases your risk of breast cancer by 1 to 3%. And it actually is the equivalent of a natural 1 year of natural aging. So for, you know, women don't want that, and we don't need it. So what I recommend to women is that they choose thermography. Thermography is non-invasive, it's pain-free, and it's no radiation. A mammogram will find a problem in your breast at 500 million cells. A thermogram will find it in your breast at 200 to 300 cells. Which means that you will find a problem in your breast tissue between 8 to 10 years earlier than a mammogram.
But where do you get something like that? That's not something that I've ever heard of.
Well, there are more and more clinics around North America that are doing thermography. Thermography was actually approved in 1982 by the FDA as a breast cancer risk screening tool. Mammography wasn't even approved until 1989.
Wow.
So thermography has been around longer than mammography. The problem, honestly, is that it catches the problem too early, and breast cancer is big business.
Wow. Do men get breast cancer?
Men get breast cancer. It's a lot rarer, Wayne, but men do, and actually one of my chapters in the book talks about why men really need to pay attention to this. The prognosis can be worse for a man because he doesn't believe I can get breast cancer.
Right.
So he thinks the lump is nothing serious, but actually it is serious.
Wow.
And they need to take it seriously.
Had no idea. Jan Jansen, thank you so much for being on the show. Where can people learn more about this?
If you go to breasthealthexposed.com, you can pick up a book.
Thank you very much, Jan.
Free shipping anywhere in the world right now.
Free shipping in the world. I love it. Okay, and it's breasthealthexposed.com.
That's right, Wayne.
Terrific. Jan, thanks very much for being on the show.
Have a fabulous day. Thank you.